Welcome to Your Business, Your Life with Matt DeFrancesco, your personal financial technician. Whether you've had years of success in your business or just starting out, Highlift Financial can help you create a vision for your business, life, and family, and align these for generational wealth. So as they say, what happens in your life affects your business. And now, on to the show. Well, hello, and welcome to Your Business, Your Life with me, Matt DeFrancesco. And we are now entering what I call the second trimester of the year. I know a lot of times in business, we look at things from a quarterly standpoint, but I'm actually experimenting in my business with working in trimesters because it kind of fits how business is done. And I think collision shops a lot of times work in the same way. It seems like the busy season is really from that end of September, October area to April, where you know we've got bad weather, we've got deer hits. My friends in Anchorage have to deal with moose hits, which is always exciting. And then, but you know, as we come into spring and summer, things tend to slow down. And I think this is a really good time to not be working in the business, but working on the business and a lot of the strategic planning that you should be doing. So a lot of the things I'm doing with clients right now is working with on value drivers. What are things that we can look at within the business and within the family to help allow it to provide greater value? You know, looking at implementing new systems and processes. So I'm really excited to have my guest on today. It's John Burkhauser. Sorry about that. Anyway, but and John's he's an auto repair industry specialist. He's got 35 years of experience and with expertise raising in level A to ASE certified master tech, shop advisor manager to automotive trade school instructor, and he's also a technical writer. He's very highly sought after industry lead, thought leader, both in the U.S. and in Europe. And he currently serves as the director of education for Bolt-On Technologies, which is the leading provider of automotive software solutions that solve the most common struggles facing the automotive repair and maintenance industry. And as we all know, with technology in automobiles changing, there's become a great overlap in both the mechanical and the collision end. So I think John's going to bring some great, or I guess we're going to call him JB here. So, but anyway, JB's going to bring us a lot of great insights into what he's seeing and how he can help provide solutions to his clients. So, and also we're going to touch on this a little bit. He's an aspiring meteorologist. So we'll just, I had to throw that one out there. So nice. Anyway, JB, hey, welcome to Your Business, Your Life.
Thank you so very much, Matt. I really appreciate being here.
No problem. I'm excited to have you because I think, you know, again, like I said, there's this crossover now, both in the collision and mechanical world. And I think, you know, both have to know each because there's so many moving parts within these vehicles now that you have to have knowledge in both areas. But, you know, before we get started, I did mention about being the Aspire meteorologist. And you'd mentioned when we kind of had our chat, you went to Drexel to study meteorology, and then you ended up spending 35 years in automotive tech. So how'd that happen?
The short version.
Yeah.
Very basically, I wound up in Drexel because my dream was to be a meteorologist. And immediately I found out I was in trouble because I had not had calculus and trigonometry. And I was taking trig and calculus all at the same time, which was a death spiral.
Right.
And I realized this is not going to work for me. And I didn't think I had no math to look up in the sky and go, hey, it's going to rain. But anyway, what I wound up doing is leaving school and got my car inspected. And it failed inspection. Pennsylvania has an inspection once a year. And I was like, why? So I went to a bookstore and actually bought a book and I read through it. And I said, this is pretty cool. So tech school, dealership experience from a D tech all the way up to an A tech, shop manager, service manager, foreman, all the way through to even being an instructor for 10 years prior to coming on board Bolt-On. And here I am. I've had a great career. This is what that confuses me sometimes because people don't look at this career as a way to make a living. There's so many people that think they're above this, but in reality, I was lucky to come in with the computers. And because of that, I was right in there. And I'm going to tell you, it's a great career because it's different every day and it's got all different challenges. And here I am 35 years later in automotive world and never even dreamed of being here.
Exactly. And I think that message needs to get out to young people because, you know, as you know, as well as I do, the biggest challenge that shops are facing is a tech shortage and finding young people that are willing to do the work. I mean, the average age in the industry for a tech is around 50 years old. And that's you know, especially as things get more complex, I think, you know, with a lot of the technologies that are out there, young people can't adapt to that. But I think we need to say, we need to get that message out there to them that, look, you can have a great career in the automotive industry. And it can be challenging too, because again, things are advancing so rapidly. I mean, I was recently reading an article about how the automobile, you know, now we have these things called cell phones, which are data centers, you know, and, but what's going to happen probably within the next 10, 15 years is that the automobile is going to become the new data center. Mm-hmm. Because of all the points of contact. So I think it's an exciting industry. And I think the thing that appeals to me about it is that people are passionate about it. And I just think that's a cool thing. So, but what I wanted to ask you, JB, is, you know, we talked about it's a rapidly changing industry and that shop owners need to change with it. But, and a lot of these guys are technicians and they maybe started the business or took over the business or grew up and then, you know, inherited from the family. And they struggle with the change in it. And, you know, we talked a little bit about how you talk to shop owners about change. And I wanted you to kind of talk, because I thought your analogy was really a really good one.
The analogy that you're referring to is from, I was a lifeguard at one time in my life. And one of the things that I recognized is that when people drown, it's nothing like on TV or in the movies. It's a very subtle event. And the main thing that a person's trying to do is keep their mouth and nose out of water just to get air. And they don't know how to do it. So whatever they're doing is what they're going to keep doing as long as they can keep it out. Well, that may be extreme, but that's the way I see a lot of shops right now, because they get through each day, each month, and they're just barely making it. And what happens is somebody comes in to rescue them, to help them. So, you know, in a lifeguard world, we're going to throw a ring at them. We're going to put a pole out there. But then what happens? They're so panicky. They see it, but they can't respond because they know that as soon as they stop doing whatever they're doing, there's going to be that brief moment that they go underwater.
Yeah.
And even though that brief moment is going to be followed by pulling on a tube or being pulled in on a pole, where they're going to be rescued. And I think that moment, that's being afraid of just stepping backwards or going backwards a little bit, even though the rewards are going to be, is what stops a lot of shops.
Yeah. And you know, what's interesting is that the reward is there. I mean, they can see the shoreline and it's pretty obvious, but we do, we tend to resist that idea of change. And like I said, there's an old saying that says pigs don't know pigs stink. Anybody who's been listening to the podcast knows I use that term all the time, but I think that's part of it, is that, again, we get kind of locked into what we're doing and what we need to do to survive, or maybe not always willing to take that step into progressing our business and looking at change.
There's actually another way of realizing this too. There's a fatigue out there, because automotive technology across the board and body shops and repair shops has been accelerating like crazy over the last three decades, right? And they're so busy keeping up with that, one of the things they forget to do is look around their shop.
Right.
Because they're still working in the same building, the same way that they've been for the last 10, 20 years.
Right.
They're so focused on that change that they never think about changing how they do it. And I think that's one of the things that gets people in trouble, because they're still running a shop like they did 30 years ago, but working on a vehicle that's got 5-10 computers today.
Right. Exactly. So how do you help shop owners to get up to speed with these the changes in the industry?
Well, the first thing you do is you step back and watch, because you want to see how they're running things. And then after you see how it's running, bringing items that you see, simple little things. You know, for example, this is an automotive shop that did oil changes. They used to vacuum cars and do the windows with the oil change. And what they were doing there is they were bringing the vehicle up to the bay, doing all that vacuum and cleaning, then putting it in the bay, putting it up, doing the inspection and dropping the oil. And then the tech would turn everything in for an okay and stand around.
Right.
And a very simple thing that I said to the owner of the business, I said, that window and that vacuuming should be done while they're waiting for their okay, because that's going to save you 5 minutes on every oil change. It's going to make a world of a difference over the day. That's what it is. Sometimes just sitting there and watching and seeing simple little things, the low hanging fruit. And once you start showing that just making these little adjustments can make a big difference, mm-hmm. moving into the bigger things is easier for them.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. And I think that, again, it's sometimes making them aware of those things. I mean, I remember hearing a guy speak one time, and he talked about the difference between pulling your car into a parking spot and backing it in, and how much time, and it's just little bits of time that you save when you're pulling out, but over time, how much that saves you in the long run. Mm-hmm. And as we know, you know, time is money in this business.
Yes, absolutely.
So we talked about this earlier. You know, my core audience is with collision shops, but there is this crossover between, you know, and more, I think it's going to be more and more important for collision shops to have mechanical expertise because of the way all the parts work together now. And what I wanted to see is some of the software solutions that you guys have, how can they help even, you know, not only just the automotive repair, but the collision shop to better process work and increase that ROI?
Well, one of the things that we do is we eliminate paper, and we can do a lot of things on a tablet. And think about this now. I mean, the idea of the cross between our mechanical and body work has been around for a long time. Because when I was a tech, I was an electrical tech. I used to go to the body shop and do the electrical work, put the harnesses in and stuff like that. And then air conditioning. These are two things that cross right off there. And some shops still send people out to get the AC work done, externally. But the point is, being able to have everything on a tablet and being able to record. I mean, today with the ADAS systems and all those things, you mm-hmm. want to be sure that you can show that you did calibrate that vehicle, and you can show evidence that it was done properly. Right. And using an inspection, you can do that. Additionally, there's a lot of information required to do all that. So having access to that service information right on a tablet, right in the bay, right where you are, that's going to change everything too. No more going up to a computer and kicking somebody off and printing and no ink, no paper, you know, all that stuff that you normally do. It's right there.
Right.
So those things, just like we described a few moments ago, add up to a lot of savings and a lot of help in the shop.
Right. You know, it's something that kind of popped into my head here as you were talking was, you know, now the OEMs have they have these specifications that need to be met. And I'm wondering if, okay, so the vehicle comes into a collision shop, most likely they were taking it somewhere else to get mechanical repair. But do you think it would be important for the collision shop to do that kind of pre-inspection because they don't know what the other shop has done to the vehicle? I mean, is that something that you could, it could be an issue?
Absolutely. I'm a firm believer in what I call, we specialize in inspections. And a lot of people think that the body shop doesn't, you know, can't have success from it or see an advantage from it. But here's the thing, that vehicle gets towed in. Mm-hmm. It's first, and just like you said, they may have been somewhere else, but they've been hit, something went on. You should document the exact condition and when and where that vehicle gets dropped, and you can use an inspection to do that. And right. The reason behind that is that suddenly customers go, wait a minute, I was in the accident, that damage wasn't there, where did that come from? You guys did it, and things of that sort. So being able to inspect the vehicle as it comes off the back of the truck or wherever it sits and documenting exactly how it comes in, I think is very, very important because that way you can say, this is what we got. This is what was delivered to us. And this is where we're at with it. And they can actually document the process. You know, it's a long-term fix. It's going to take a week or something like that. You can send little reports to customers and say, this is where we're at. You know, we're getting there.
Right. And what do you think, you know, something I'm thinking about is that it could also be a value added service that the collision shop offers because they're kind of doing the whole, you know, they're looking at all aspects of the vehicle. And I think that's something, you know, because especially in a competitive industry, whether it's mechanical repair or collision repair, you know, shop owners need to start differentiating themselves from their competition. And I think that's a service that could be of great value.
Well, think about this. Customer comes and picks up the vehicle. The job is done. Mm-hmm. And one of the first things that the shop should actually do, in my opinion, is walk around that vehicle with the customer and have them, you know, see what was done. See how beautiful the vehicle is. Well, think about, let's take it a step further. You have an inspection that you walk around, you photograph the customer next to their vehicle, and then you walk around with them and you take pictures and they give you the thumbs up approval. Uh-huh. Well, then you send them a request for a review.
Okay.
All right. And now you have this great inspection. You got this happy person right from in front of you. In just a couple of taps, they get a text message and they can review your shop. Because you know what? A lot of people think just because you get in an accident, you have no control over where you're going, but there is some control still left. Yeah. And if a customer knows you from reviews, because that's the way everyone finds business nowadays,
right.
They go, oh, there's JB Auto Body. I definitely want to go there because you see all these happy people and they have pictures of the people walking around their car being happy.
Right.
Oh, definitely. I think, you know, I recently had on a woman, Mickey Woods, who she runs a marketing firm that specializes with collision shops. And that was one of the things that we talked about is looking at different ways of marketing. And I think that's an important way that you can utilize things like social media to just show customer satisfaction. And there was a book that came out years and years ago called The Power of Positive Influence, and by a guy named Robert Cialdini. And Cialdini talks about this idea of social proof. How when we have social proof of certain things, we're more inclined to move in that direction. And so these are all ways I think that the shop owner can provide that social proof to show, you know, potential customers, look what we've done for other customers.
Well, that's absolutely true because, you know, it's word of mouth. Back in the old days, hey, who's the best Smitty around here? Oh, that's Sven. Go to Sven. And you'd go to Sven because you got a recommendation. Now that's all done online through reviews and everything.
Right.
And that's your social proof that you just mentioned, because that's where it is. I can go online and look at the shop down the street and see, read everybody's reviews and say, okay, I'm good with it. And actually, there's a statistic on that, that about 80% of your customers, if they see you online within the next 24 to 48 hours, there's a good chance they're going to reach out to you.
Wow. That's really powerful. That's really powerful. And I think, you know, I think there was a guy, Jay Abrams, he used to talk about this idea of, you know, too many times we call the people that bring their vehicles to our shop our customers. But he says, what you want to develop is what's called a client. And that's somebody who comes in and does repeat business with you all the time. And I think by providing that ultimate customer service where they feel welcome, they feel like it's home, they're going to come. Then they're going to come back and they're going to continue to come back. And I think, you know, even little things, you know, in the collision industry, so much is driven by the insurance companies and the consumer does not always know what their rights are. And just being proactive and informing the client, hey, no, you can do this. We don't have to use aftermarket parts. We can use OEM spec parts. I think those are all just little things that can help to build what we call that client base.
That's really important today because, you know, right now, especially with the shortage of cars and the high cost of used cars,
right.
Being able to communicate to your customer and doing the best for them is how you're going to get them to be satisfied with the work. And you know what? Somebody across the street just had an accident. He went to a shop that the other neighbor said, hey, try these guys because they fixed my car. Word of mouth again.
Right.
You know, and that's why it's pretty important for them to get out there and to be sure to they keep that communication and not have a customer have a regular coming to them.
Right. Exactly. So I want to go back and I talked about this very early on, this idea of, you know, shop owners having a challenge with finding and keeping qualified talent. And we talked a lot about how technology can be a tool to help bring them in and retain them. And I wanted you to talk a little bit about that because I thought that was really an interesting way of looking at things.
Well, I mean, I think the technology is in the car and you have to have the tools to fix those vehicles.
Right.
And if your shop is properly prepared to do that, technicians walking in the door, looking at the possibility of coming on board are going to be more likely to feel comfortable there because you have everything you need. You know, I remember going about interviewing at different places. And one of the first things I always did was look at a shop.
Huh.
How well was it equipped? Mm-hmm. What did it look like? Was it a cave, you know, and dark and dingy and things of that sort? But those are things that you should be looking for. So when you're looking for help, making your shop top notch, providing the tools that are going to help your people do their job better and providing the hands-on. I mean, everybody, today's generation's hands-on phones and tablets. Well, here it is. Here's your tablet, sir. This is how you're going to do your day. You know, it's all right there.
I think that's great. And you guys have software that can do all that, correct?
We as I said, we can go paperless and that allows all that technology to be in the technician's hands.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So what are some other tools that you guys provide at Bolt-On Technologies that can really help to streamline this process and, you know, make, you know, increase the ROI for the shop owner, but also make it a better client experience for the person that's bringing their vehicle in?
Well, I think the communication that is provided through the texting solution and the digital inspections that we can text to a customer is going to make that connection.
Uh-huh.
Because it's no longer the vehicles disappear. They don't see it and they're not hearing from the shop. All the shop has to do with our technology, they can build what's called a template. And that template, when they send it to a customer via text, will automatically put the customer's name, their vehicle, and other things that you tell it to. And that could just be an update. Hey, we are working on your vehicle. Things are coming along great. And all I have to do is hit a button and send that. And you just made a connection with a customer. And if you keep that up, it takes that anxiety away.
Yeah.
And I think that's really important. And it doesn't take much for you to do it. Just a couple taps or clicks.
Right. Oh, having all that stuff automated, I think is huge. You know, mm-hmm. It's huge. It's interesting. I have, I've run into shops where, you call them up, I need an oil change or tires rotated or whatever it is. And, you know, I call the shop and I get the answering machine. Oh, we cannot come to the phone right now. That, which is just frustrating as all get out mm-hmm. for me, you know, because I don't have time to sit there and just try to keep calling to get through. And then you call, they say, yeah, just drop it off. We'll get to it when we can. All right. So then I'm dropping off the vehicle and I'm waiting for it. I have no idea what the schedule is. Then they call me, oh, your car's done. Okay. Well, I can't get down there right now. You know, well, we close at 5. We need you to get down here before 5. And to me, that's one of the most frustrating things in the world. And I think, you know, the more we can implement technologies, scheduling appointments, the text messaging, those type of things, keeping the consumer informed, all just create a much better experience. And I just wanted to see if you could speak to some of the solutions that you guys have from like scheduling standpoint, you know, and actually what we talked about was even ongoing service.
Okay. So using your example, let's say you came to me and you got your oil changed today.
Right.
We're not only going to click a button to print that sticker that we're going to traditionally put up on the window. Right. At the same time we hit print, we're setting your next appointment based on your actual driving habits, how many miles a day that we've calculated between visits. Okay. And we're looking at the oil type that you're using, semi or full synthetic or whatever. And those two things are going into calculating when we expect your vehicle to need the next oil change.
Okay.
So when that button's clicked, we got the sticker, we set up the recommendation when we expect you to need to come back. We also set the appointment in the management system calendar. And a week before that appointment arrives with no interaction from the shop, an automatic text message goes to the customer and says, hey, your oil change is going to be due on such and such day, whatever. And if the customer can make that, we ask the customer, send back just the letter C as in the word confirm. Mm-hmm. And when that customer sends that C back, the shop will see in their calendar the customer's confirmed they're coming in. And this is another one of those saving things, because it's the worst thing. You bring the vehicle in and you don't have an oil filter because you don't service many of them or whatever it might be. But when that C appears, you can look and see what that vehicle's due for and bring it in and have that filter waiting.
Right.
And you're like, oh, that's never going to work. But think about this. The parts company, drivers are going to be dropping things off all the time. Imagine if you save them a complete trip because they can just take it along and drop it off with another thing that they're bringing in for you.
Right.
All right. Additionally, if a shop wants to go further with this, the software can also look at whatever else was done on the vehicle. Like, let's say Pennsylvania State Inspection, all right, was done today. Well, we automatically set that next appointment next year, and a reminder is going to go out. So you're not getting at the end of the month, the last minute call that, oh my God, your senior stickers are expired. You have a reminder system already in place that's going to let you know your stickers are due.
Right. Okay. That's
so, it. I mean...
Which that's what I forget about it all the time. I mean, mm-hmm. people who don't have an inspection state probably don't relate to this, but you and I being in Pennsylvania, you know, that we forget about that all the time.
Yes. Trust me.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, you know, one thing, you know, as you talked about being able to pre-order these parts, especially with the parts shortages that are out there. I mean, that I think could be huge. Because now it buys you the time to be able to address those, you know, if it's going to take some time to get an oil filter in, you know, you have the time to be able to do that by already having it scheduled.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. You can go a step further. That car is coming in, that vehicle's coming in. All the parts could be sitting there with the customer's name. So as soon as they pull in, the tech knows just to grab those parts and they're already available and ready to go.
Right.
That little bit of savings, even there, is going to make a big difference over time.
Exactly. You know, it's interesting. You know, when you go to the dentist, all right, you typically, you know, you go for whatever your semi-annual cleaning. And what's the first thing that they do when you walk into the office? You know, you sign in all, you know, you sign, you know, the insurance paperwork, whatever that is. And then at least mine does this, always ask you, okay, why don't we just get your next appointment scheduled now?
And not only do they set that up for you, they set up a reminder for you, mm-hmm. and they tell you what they're going to do.
Exactly.
And, you know, that's key. That's key for vehicles. Like, for example, if I say to you today, Matt, your tires are pretty low. We expect next time we see you in 6 months, you're probably going to need tires. So what did I just do? I planted that idea in your mind so right. you can financially and mentally be prepared, because we're going to remind you when you show up at that visit. Yeah, dude, you need them now.
Right, exactly. Rotors are a big thing. I mean, it's mm-hmm. like the guys, I have clients of mine that work on my car, and, you know, it's like I got inspected. They're like, okay, well, you know what? Your rotors are getting like real close. We're probably in the next 3 months going to have to replace them. And I appreciate that, because that planted the seed in my head so I could plan ahead, you know, because putting on a full set of rotors and brake pads ain't cheap anymore.
Think about this. Think about the trust that built between you and that shop.
Exactly.
Because it's not all of a sudden surprise. And that's what happens all the time. Surprise, you need $900 worth of tires. It's not, it doesn't have to be that way.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. So we're getting close on time, but I wanted to ask you first off, and again, we'll have it all in the show notes, how people get in touch with you. But what I wanted to ask is, so if somebody wanted to engage you, what would that process look like? And so basically from, you know, saying, hey, John, I'm interested in what Bolt-On Technologies offers. What is kind of your service process as you are bringing on board a new customer or client?
I expect that a lot of shop owners and managers are very similar to who I am. The first thing I recommend is to go on to the internet and go to boltontechnology.com, because right there, you're going to have access to what all our different products do, and you can explore on your own and you can see what we offer. And then the next step, if you wish to go that far, is just click and we'll set up a time for us to do a demonstration for you. And we'll do it just one-on-one right on the computer. You don't have to go anywhere, and we can set it up when it's convenient for you. And we can take you through all that we can do, and you can ask questions and think about it. And if you see the value, which I hope you do, mm-hmm. You know, and Matt, just like you, I'm in this business trying to make shops run better and make their life balance, work balance better. Mm-hmm. And I hope that when people see these demonstrations, that they see what it can do for their life balance.
Oh, exactly. And that's really what I think it comes down to. I mean, you know, we're all grinders. We all, you know, are looking to grow our businesses, but we also want to have some balance too. And I think the more we can implement these systems, we can have the best of both worlds, really, is what it comes down to. So, JB, I want to thank you so much for being on the program. I think, you know, I think everything you say is just right on. And I want to encourage the audience, you know, check out boltontechnologies.com. We'll have everything listed in the show notes. And then if you want to request a demo with John, you know, go on. There's no obligation to do it, but I think I think a lot of the tools that Bolt-On Technologies has and the expertise that JB brings to the industry can really provide a lot of value for you. And like I said, I think this is a good time of year to be able to start looking at these things, because we're not quite, you know, it's a little slower now. And like I said, you've got to spend time working on the business too. So anyway, JB, thank you so much for being on the program. And the last thanks always goes to you, the audience. Thank you for listening to Your Business, Your Life with me, Matt DeFrancesco. If you have not subscribed to the podcast, please click the subscribe button below. That way, anytime a new episode comes out, it'll download directly to your device. We're on all podcast channels, Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, iHearts. I mean, you name it, we're on there. And also, if you're watching this on YouTube, please, even if you're listening to it through a podcast channel, give us a 5-star review if you like what you're hearing. That way we move up the charts and we can get our message and our guest's message out to more people. So anyway, I want to just once again, thank all of you from everybody here at High Lift Financial, and make every day your best day. So take care, God bless, and we'll talk to you guys next time. Hey, I really want to thank you for listening to the Your Business, Your Life podcast. If you want to be notified when new episodes become available, click the subscribe button below.
The information covered and posted represents the views and opinions of the guest and does not necessarily represent the views or opinions of High Lift Financial. The content has been made available for informational and educational purposes only. The content is not intended to be a substitute for professional investment, legal, or tax advice. Always seek the advice of your financial advisor or other qualified professional with any questions you may have regarding your business or personal planning. DeFrancesco Financial Concierge, LLC, DBA High Lift Financial, is a registered investment advisor. Registration with the United States Securities and Exchange Commission or any state security authority does not imply a certain level of skill or training.